This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient James Kaluprakal. First name is James, J-A-M-E-S, last name is Kaluprakal, K-A-L-U-P-U-R-A-C-K-A-L. Date of birth is 10/13/1978. This letter is being written to Dr. Rafia Parveen. First name is Rafia, R-A-F-I-A. Last name is Parveen. Last name, P-A-R-V-E-E-N, Parveen. Rafia Parveen, address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 390, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-929-0234. Fax number 408-929-7729. Dear Dr. Parveen, P-A-R-V-E-E-N. Thank you for asking me to see this 43-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. James has been having recurrent urticarial rashes involving his face, ears, and sometimes with lip swelling and difficulty in talking on one occasion, period. I saw cell phone pictures, and he had significant angioedema of lips, period. There's no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, dizziness, hypotension, rhinitis, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He had received a COVID shot on December 23rd, and certainly that could be a reason for this particular problem, period. I have seen some patients recently who developed urticaria and some angioedema after receiving COVID immunization, period. It is probably a T-cell mediated phenomena, period. There is very little known about this the incidence of this problem, period. In any event, he was seen in emergency room 2 days later and had significant angioedema and was given prednisone along with Claritin and Allegra, and he's much better, period. And he was also given EpiPen just in case there was any suggestion of anaphylaxis, period. Overall, he's doing better, but still getting some rashes, which increase with hot shower and sweating, period. Calamine lotion and antihistamines are generally quite effective, period. There is no history of any asthma, past food asthma, rhinitis, or any significant food allergies in this gentleman, period. As you know, he has history of his MI in 2016 and is taking many different medications and is under care of Dr. Irani, and I am Dr. Irani, period. I was able to look at his lab work there does not seem to be any significant issues, period. New paragraph. I did some more lab work and results are as follows. Serum immunoglobulins are normal. Number two, sed rate is 2, which is normal. Number three, C3, C4 are normal. Number five, serum tryptase is normal. Number six, ANA is slightly elevated to 1 to 80. And I do not believe that is a sign of any collagen vascular disease, period. Maybe sometimes in near future we may want to repeat it, period. On exam, he had significant dermatographism which lasted for a long time after I stroked him on his neck, back, and arms, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them a lot of literature to read and told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions. Let's see here. Skin testing was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies, period. I believe he has ongoing dermatographism and urticaria, which could be idiopathic or certainly the result of COVID immunization, period. There are really no reliable tests to there are no reliable tests to prove this relationship, period. My final diagnosis, number one, recurrent urticaria and angioedema. Number two, dermatographism. Number three, possible effect of COVID vaccination. My treatment plan, number one, Allegra, 160 milligram once daily, and this dose can be increased if not effective. Number two, certainly other antihistamines could be added to the regimen if Allegra is not effective. Number four, keep EpiPen handy and use it if there are any symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. Mother works in regional hospital, regional medical center, and I should be able to talk to her anytime and take care of any allergy related issues, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient James Calliuprec. Thank you.